This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. With all the focus on efforts to flip the House this November and the continuing coverage of contested congressional seats in New Jersey and New York, this is our periodic reminder that there's a U.S. Senate race going on in the Garden State. And according to the latest Quinnipiac poll, it is a single-digit contest. In the late August poll of likely voters, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez leads over Republican challenger, former pharmaceutical executive Bob Hugin, by just 6 percentage points. Joining us now for a closer look on This Week in Politics is Patrick Murray. He's director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Patrick, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be with you, David.
Bob Menendez, New Jersey's senior Democratic senator, survived a federal corruption trial last year, but he clearly emerged politically damaged. And all summer long, Bob Hugin has been on the attack with TV ads focused on the senator's ethical issues.
Bob Menendez chose a life in politics, serving his donors, getting indicted.
Menendez illegally accepted private plane travel, luxury Caribbean vacations. It's a disgrace.
Bob Menendez, corrupt, ineffective, doesn't deserve to be reelected.
Is Menendez in danger of losing his seat?
There's no question there's a danger, but we're not exactly sure where this particular race is leading. The poll that you cited from Quinnipiac, as you mentioned, was from late August, and that's when Hugin was making all these attacks, and Menendez was not responding. So basically, Hugin had the field to himself and was reminding voters of all these things that they didn't like about Bob Menendez and really just putting that front and foremost in their minds about the issues that they should think about when voting for the Senate race. Since then, Menendez has engaged more. He's gone after Hugin.
I'm fighting for equal pay and affordable health care. He's for corporate tax breaks.
I'm working to lower prescription costs.
Hugin gouged cancer patients.
And I'm standing up to Donald Trump. He donated hundreds of thousands to him.
He has been up on the air with advertising. We have not seen a poll since that has happened. So we don't know whether Menendez has had any success. And basically, changing voters' minds, not about him, because all along since that trial happened, we know that voters have been negative about Bob Menendez. Basically, he's to have to say, there are other issues that are more important than what you think about me and my personal past and things that I might have done. That has to do with Bob Hugin, has to do with Donald Trump. These are the issues that you need to think about when you're going to cast your vote. We'll see if he's had some success with that when the next set of polls come out.
Now, it's not that surprising that a federal corruption trial would hurt him. So why did Democratic leadership in New Jersey rally behind Menendez so quickly after his corruption mistrial?
Yeah, well, one thing that you have to know about Bob Menendez is that he is an incredible force to contend with. Some of the things that he was on trial for are things that many other politicians have done, not just here in New Jersey and not just Democrats across the board in terms of just, somebody calls you up, you help them out if you happen to know them. And so a lot of politicians were worried about that. But they also know that Bob Menendez could come back, could bounce back from this. I mean, the polls right after the trial showed that the public did not like what happened with him. They had some doubts about him, but there were other issues that were more important to them at that time. That's why I think the Democrats got around behind him. Because one thing that you know about Bob Menendez is if you go after him and he wins, there's going to be a price to pay. And so I think, quite a few Democrats were also looking at that contention, thinking that it's likely that Bob Menendez is going to win. There's no point in me trying to push him aside because if he knows that I've done this, he'll come after me.
I'm angry and ready to fight. I'm outraged that this cloud has not been lifted.
I know who you are, and I won't forget you.
Still, 6 percentage points. Is that surprising to you? This is in blue New Jersey during a year we keep hearing about a possible blue wave in November.
The Menendez camp made a strategic decision that they were not going to respond until after Labor Day. Part of it was because they knew how much money they had to spend, and they wanted to make sure that they could be on the air with counter-advertising consistently. One of the things that we know about New Jersey's electorate is it's a very low-information electorate. It doesn't really pay attention consistently, which means if you go on the air in the summer and then you stop airing those ads and then you start again in the fall, you're basically starting from scratch. So Menendez knew he didn't have enough money to constantly air ads from July on into November. Basically, Menendez has to ride that blue wave that we've been hearing about. He has to turn voters' attention back to Donald Trump, back to concerns about health care, which really are the number one concern nationwide and also in New Jersey. One of the reasons why Democrats have not been in a tizzy here in New Jersey about those poll numbers is that one thing they know about Bob Menendez is that he is an incredibly good campaigner. We've seen this time and time again where he just comes out of the box. He has the right message, the right way of delivering that message, can appeal to the kind of voter blocks that he needs to appeal to in order to win these races. He's just really formidable once he gets on the campaign trail. And there are enough anti-Trump voters here in New Jersey. That's all really what Menendez has to do. He has to say, you know, ignore the doubts that you have about me. You know, even if you need to hold your nose, this is about national issues. This is about stopping President Trump. This is about stopping the Republican agenda. And that should be enough to win the race here in New Jersey.
We hear about an enthusiasm gap between highly energized Democrats and Republicans facing tough races in red congressional districts in New Jersey. Yet, the second congressional district in South Jersey is looking interesting. According to a new poll released this week by Stockton University, Huguen leads Menendez by 10 percentage points in the district. Granted, this is typically a more Republican-leaning constituency, but that's the same district where the Democratic House candidate Jeff Van Drew leads against the Republican candidate Seth Grossman, 55% to 32% among likely voters. This seems to be a stark example of the lack of enthusiasm for Menendez. Could we see the ballot split here?
Yes. Well, I mean, the second district is just an unusual case, and particularly with Jeff Van Drew. Jeff Van Drew, in his legislative elections, has a history of being one of the biggest ticket-splitting candidates in the state, where the rest of his district can go Republican, and he can win by a large margin. So you have to take it in that context that this district, and particularly the Van Drew candidacy, isn't in and of itself an anomaly. But there's no question that there is not a lot of enthusiasm for Bob Menendez directly. It's the question of whether he can change the dynamic of this election in terms of the considerations that people give about what their vote for Senate is going to be, not about him, but about President Trump. And he should be able to pick up, he might not close the gap in the second district, but he should be able to pick up some support. It's more important than turning out the voters in the second district is turning them out in districts where Democrats are in the House are shoo-ins up in the northeastern part of the state where there are a huge number of Democratic voters. The challenge for him is going to be generating enthusiasm among those voters who have no reason to come out because they know that their representative is going to continue to be a Democrat, so they don't need to cast that anti-Trump vote. So that's where his challenge is really going to be. It's not going to be in the second district. It's really going to be in the 8th and the 9th and the 10th district in terms of generating enough voter turnout that he knows will be Democratic.
Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, thanks for joining us.
Okay, my pleasure.
And for more midterm coverage, you can check out our election guide at WNYC.org.